Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and welcome. Hello to all of my UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. Amen? Amen. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. I'll repeat that. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday in the afternoon. So if you're going to visit your church in the morning and come and visit us in the afternoon. Make a full day of it, okay? You'll be blessed. You'll be glad that you did that, okay? Make a full day of serving the Lord. All right. Okay. Now call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in, you know it, is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of this particular show to listen from your computer, okay? And you can click on the link today and all this week on Facebook, or just go to Blog Talk Radio, look for Solar Records Radio, and then click on UCA Radio. That's us, okay? So there's many ways that you can get to us, but just look out for my post, and that's the easiest. You see my post, click on it, and you can listen, all righty? Or dial in, like, now. Also, we have a book. Our book is Who is God? It's available right now on Amazon. It's entitled Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. Available on Amazon and also on, it's available on Amazon and other places where you can see the posting of this book. So it's Barnes and Noble is the other place on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So you can go ahead and order the book and be blessed. You will be blessed by this book. I encourage all of you to give it a try. Order the book, read it, go to a private, quiet place, sit down, open that book up and read it and watch the Holy Spirit begin to move. Okay. Also visit our webpage, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Visit us. And when you get on the page, just click on the three little lines on the left. And that way you can easily navigate throughout the page and it'll take you. You can even order the book. You just go to books. When you get to the webpage, go to books, and it'll take you right to Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And you can just go ahead and click on that, and it will take you to Amazon, and you can go ahead and order the book like that if you like, okay? Also, keep in mind the message of life. You can also get that from our webpage. You can just continue to navigate till you get to media. When you get to media, click on it, and it'll take you to the message of life, and then you can click on any one of our programs. It'll take you to hsbn.tv. That's where the message of life is, and you can click on any one of our messages that you see, okay? Remember, the message of life with T. Meyer and Tusila McCain on hsbn.tv. You can always catch us on YouTube and many other apps all this week, so join us. You will be blessed. Oh, and keep in mind that watch out for us on Facebook because you'll see us Facebook Live. So keep that in mind and watch out for us, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back after this, and when we come back, we're going to get right on into our message, okay? Stay right there. Do not go away. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and buckle your belts, everybody, for this message. It's a really good one, and man, I wish everybody could hear this. But anyway, we're going to show you your uprightness, who you really are, and it's going to just be simply amazing. The name of this message today is We Were Predestined and Foreordained. Predestined and foreordained. Praise the Lord. Father God, I ask that you bless everyone that's listening to this particular broadcast, whether over the phone or at home, on their computers, wherever they are. Bless them, Lord, and help their minds to receive the revelation of this message, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of who you are, so that we can all be lifted up and grow to another level and be and wax strong in the spirit of the living God. Help us, Lord, so that we can move on into what you want us to be. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. We were predestined and foreordained. You see, we were with God in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth. Many people don't realize that, but we were there. But we were spirits. We were still the sons of God. We were spirits, but we were the sons of God who God predestined and foreordained to dwell on the earth in glorified bodies with him. We were there. You know, that was God's plan. We saw the earth being formed and we rejoiced, but we were only spirits at the time. We had no bodies. Every spirit desires a body. And we were no different. We wanted a body. We wanted a body like God's glorified body that he gave to Adam before the fall. Please understand that when it comes to spirits, our spirits, the spirits of men, are different from all other spirits that God has created. In other words, all spirits aren't the same. There are heavenly beings of all kinds, and each different from another, just like there are different kinds of flesh, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. Paul says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, another of birds. There are also different kinds of spirits, spirits of angels, heavenly animals, demons, and other heavenly beings that we have not seen or know of that's in heaven. And then there's the spirits of men, which have been with God since the day he created the earth. People have always said that babies came straight from heaven. Some even say that babies can see angels because their spiritual eyes are still open for a while, but as time goes on, they lose all memory of heaven. I guess that's why Job couldn't answer the Lord's question when he asked Job. He said, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Let's read that. It's in Job 38, verses 4 through 7. The Lord said, where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? He asked Job. But Job couldn't answer that question because he was a spirit at the time. He was one of the sons of God that was rejoicing. Therefore, he didn't remember, just like we don't remember. When God began to create the earth, we all rejoiced because we were there. We were spirits. We were the sons of God who rejoiced with the angels and the host of heaven. But why? Why were our spirits rejoicing? Because God was creating the earth for us to dwell in. God created the earth for him and us, mankind, to dwell together, and we would have glorious bodies like the body Adam had in the beginning. That was God's plan when he created the first God-man, Adam. God wanted his likeness and image upon the earth, and we were in Adam when God created him. When God created Adam, we were in Adam when God created him, which is why he told Adam and Eve to multiply and replenish the earth with God-like people and subdue it. We were supposed to be God-like people, but when they disobeyed the command of the Lord, Adam caused all mankind to fall from that glorious state of perfection that God intended all mankind to be in, which is why we are now spirits trapped in fallen nature and bodies. Because of Adam's fall, we fell. And now we're spirits trapped in fallen natured bodies. Our spirits are prisoners in these flesh bodies. That's why it took God himself to bring us back to sonship like we were before the foundation of the world. We were in sonship before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Can you imagine that? We were here, or we were there, wherever God was. We were in existence before the world was created. When we come to earth as infants, we slowly lose our memory of heaven or being with God, but we were there. We were spirits, and God knew us. You know, I've heard many people say that when they had a trip to heaven, some people, you know, they may have died and they went to heaven or however, but they had a trip to heaven. You know, they were caught up into heaven. And many of them said when they were there that it looked familiar. It was beautiful, glorious, and all of that, but somehow it looked familiar. And even some said that they felt like they were at home because they were there in spirit. We were the spirits of men. We were the sons of God, alive in our spiritual existence, way back before the earth was created, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We were predestined and foreordained. And please understand that God had our destiny laid out for us. He predestinated us to the adoption of children. He made us children. We were placed in him as children. And God had our destiny laid out for us from way back then. Some people never fulfilled their destiny. Like, for example, Adam and Eve never fulfilled, or they never completed their destiny to multiply and replenish the earth with God-like people. Instead, they multiplied and replenished the earth with fallen natured people. And here we are. Also, that first generation of the children of Israel in the wilderness never completed their destiny. They were to go on into the promised land, but they were too fearful. Therefore, they died in the wilderness. And the next generation went over. You see, although we are predestined and foreordained, we also have a free will. And we can use our free will to do the will of the Lord or the will of Satan. If we choose the will of Satan, then we will not fulfill our preordained destiny in God. But on the other hand, if we fulfill the will of the Lord, we will fulfill our destiny, our preordained destiny in God. Just keep in mind that God knew us even before we were formed in the flesh. We were spirits with our own personalities. We were spiritual individuals, and we were predestined for greatness. This is what David wrote in Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book and ordained for me before one of them came to be. That's what David wrote. God gives us so much proof that we were alive, that we truly existed with him in glory even before we came to this earth. This is what God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. He said, now the word, this is what Jeremiah said. He says, now the word of the Lord came to me. That means that Jesus Christ, the word of God, came to him, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Now, the Lord didn't say he knew about Jeremiah. He said he knew him. He knows us as well, and our destiny has been set. We have been predestined. This is what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, meaning us, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That's our destiny, the glorified Jesus Christ. He foreknew us, and we were predestined to be conformed to the image of the glorified Jesus Christ. It continues to say, in order that he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brothers. He will be the firstborn among many brothers. If we are the brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we are little gods, as the scripture says in John chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, then the scripture cannot be broken. God himself calls us gods because the word of God came to us. Therefore, we are his children. We are his sons, his heirs, which are male and female in God's sight. And if we are his sons, then God sees us as his lights, even now. That's why Jesus calls us the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. The city is a people. We are lights, and we're on a hill. In other words, he's going to make us clearly seen, manifested. People can see us clearly because we cannot be hid. We're full of light because Jesus is in us, and his light shall rise up from within us and shine. As it is written in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. That light is Jesus Christ. He is our light. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. We can see that now. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light. They shall come to see Jesus Christ, who is in you, and he is the light that's in you. And kings to the brightness of your rising. We shall become the lights in the firmament of heaven to bring light and minister to the earth. As it is written in, or you could say as it was prophesied in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And I often wonder, why did the Lord slip this in? Now, most of the time when you read this, and as I read it, you're going to be familiar with the scripture. But when you read it, you automatically think that the Lord is talking about the stars and the moon and the sun and all of that. But later on in that chapter, he mentions the stars and the moon and so forth. But right now, This is prophetic. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens. That's us prophetically speaking to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. We are the sons of God, and we will bring the light of Jesus Christ to this world to divide light from darkness. We shall perform signs and wonders, and we will be anointed in our season to shorten the days of evil on this earth and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Please understand that even now, God sees us as his sons, and keep in mind that the sons of God are men and women. We're all the same to him, because we shall enter into his heavenly realm. When we are in the heavenly realm of God, we are no longer male and female, because we are as the angels of heaven. They do not marry, nor are they given in marriage, because they are not required to multiply. Mark chapter 12, verse 24 and 25. And Jesus answering said unto them, do you not therefore err? Or aren't you making a mistake? You do err. You are making a mistake. You don't understand things. He says, because you know not the scriptures. Now, he's talking to people that's supposed to know the scriptures, but he's telling them, you do not know the scriptures, neither the power of God. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. We are male and female on this earth, in this natural realm, because we were commanded to multiply and replenish the earth. But this is not a requirement in heaven. Therefore, women are sons of God, and men are sons of God. God sees us as one, which is why God called both Adam and Eve Adam. That's right. He called them Adam. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. It was Adam who first named the woman Eve, meaning mother of all living, but Adam called her woman, meaning man with a womb. But God called them both man, meaning mankind, male and female. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And also in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. He was talking of both male and female, but God called them man. But he was referring to mankind, male and female. That's why he calls those who belong to him sons, meaning male and female. We are his heirs. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So who do you think he's talking to? Just men? Just male? No, he's talking both male and female. He gives us the power to become the sons of God. Finally, we will return to our original sonship in God. We will no longer be spirits trapped in a fallen natured body. We will be spirits in a glorious body like that of the glorified Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That is an honor and a privilege. This is deep. There's no calling higher than that of sonship, than to be a son of God. Because when God calls us a son of God, that means we're just as much a son of God as Jesus is the Son of God. This is heavier than you could ever imagine. This is a great honor and a privilege to be a son of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So today we say, yes, we're sons of God, but we're going to become something. We're going to become glorified people. We're going to be changed into the image and likeness of the glorified Jesus Christ. Then we are plainly seen, and people can tell that we are truly sons of God. Right now we can say it, but we look like everybody else. But if we keep it and hold on in faith and hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will change us, and then we will literally become sons of God. We claim it now by faith, but it will be literal in the time to come, at that appointed time. Just hold on to Jesus Christ. We will finally become what God always intended us to be, the manifested sons of God. And guess what? The world will see it, because the world is waiting for us to be revealed by God. That's right. The world is waiting for the real deal. They want to see real God people. The earth want to. They're tired of the fakes and the phonies. They want to see real God people on this earth. So they're waiting for us to be revealed by God, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. People are waiting. They continually wait for God to reveal himself. And he's going to reveal himself in persons before he's revealed in person. Keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that we have to become the sons of God. It's something that we will supernaturally become. But it's God who gives us the power, the authority, and the ability to become his sons. It's an act of God. It's not us. Many people say that the sons of God are angels. Many have said that, and they hold stiff and true to that. And they use this scripture, Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, it's written that they took wives. So they're supposed to be angels? They took wives. That means that they married. Angels don't marry. Jesus just explained that. These were men. They were regular. They were men. So why were they called the sons of God? Well, that goes back a long way. They were called the sons of God because they were closer to, they remained closer to God in the Garden of Eden. In other words, after the fall of Adam and Eve, eventually Adam had other children, and they all left the area where the Garden of Eden was. But when he had Seth, the firstborn of Seth's seed is who God chose. And when he chose Seth's firstborn, now Adam was 130 years when he had Seth. And Seth was the spitting image of his father Adam. And it was then that men began to call on the name of the Lord. And those that chose the Lord, God chose them. They were the firstborn, every generation of Seth. And if you notice and follow every generation when you read scripture, you'll see that these people lived long. They lived like 900 and something years, 700 years and stuff like that. They lived long because God blessed them. God blessed Seth's seed, so they had longevity. They were a highly intelligent people, and they were giants. They were giants. So that's why there were giants in the land. So anyway, that's a whole nother sermon. But anyway, they took wives. So angels don't take wives. So these were men that this scripture is referring to, not angels. They also use this particular scripture as well, They try to say that the sons of God are angels. That's not true. Now, this is what they use. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Once again, these were people. Please understand that these were people, not angels. Wherever you read about the sons of God in Scripture, they are referring to people, not angels. That's why the Lord singled out Job to Satan. Out of all the sons of God or the people of God that came to present themselves and Satan came along with them, God pointed out Job. Satan is a spirit, and he was never called a son. He is the accuser. And he was there accusing the people. He was there accusing the sons of God. But he had nothing in Job. He couldn't accuse Job. That's why God singled Job out. Remember, he said, "Have you noticed my servant Job?" Remember? And that whole thing started with Job. People still insist that the sons of God are angels. But that's just simply not true. Because Scripture tells us that angels are ministering spirits, as it is written in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits, referring to angels, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? They're ministering spirits. Scripture also tells us who the sons of God are. We are the heirs of God. We are the ones the angels are sent, that the angels are sent to minister to. To be a son of God means to be an heir of God. No angel was called an heir of God. It means to be an heir. We are heirs. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Now, the King James Version used the word adoption, but it should really be placement. Jesus has made a place for us in him, in his Father's house, that we may be called the children of God, his heirs, his sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, today we would say Daddy. We cry Abba. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. To live a real Christian life, there is some suffering. There is, and some of you are going through a few things now, battles from within, battles from other people. Maybe some of you are being attacked by spirits and stuff like that. You're going through a little suffering, sicknesses in your bodies. You know, you're going through a little something. So we're suffering together with Christ so that we can be glorified together. Remember, he's bringing us through this, so hold on to him. Keep your faith. This suffering was only for a season. And then when we come out of it, we will be glorified, highly glorified. So tell me, with all of that, us being heirs, how can they still say that angels are the sons of God? God prophesied to us that he will be our father, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We are his sons because we received, believe, trust, and love him, and we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our King, our God and Master, and we have him in our hearts. Therefore, we follow and obey him. So now, we know who we are and where we came from and what we are to become. It is written in Scripture. Our destiny was already laid out for us from the beginning to the end. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, Yes, we are his workmanship. We are God's workmanship. He is molding and shaping us right now to be exactly what he wants us to be. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It's already prepared. We were already prepared for this hour. That's why we have a holy calling upon us, which was given to us from the eternal past before time existed. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. God, who has saved us or delivered us and called us with a holy calling, and this holy calling is a separate calling unlike anything in the world, not according to our works, it's not anything that we did, but according to his own purpose, according to God's own will, his plan, his desire, and according to grace, which is unmerited favor. Grace, it means that you didn't do anything in particular to deserve this. God just gave it to you. It's grace, unmerited favor, which was given to us in Christ before time began. Once again, he's letting us know, all of this was given to us before time ever existed. So there, you have it. You have it. Scripture proves that we were predestined and foreordained to become the sons of God because we were in him even in the eternal past, and he has always known us. Amen? Amen. That's the message for today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you, it's the world within, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with death and green. It's the world within, everybody.
Yeah!
walk of love, of peace and praise. The Lord is gonna do a brand new thing that brings glory to His name. Yeah.
Sing hallelujah, and everyone will say Jesus is King, Jesus is Lord. Here's some scriptures for you to read. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. And then we have Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Also, we have Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All my days were written in your book and ordained for me before one of them came to be. Also, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you keep those scriptures. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is such a blessing to know that you guys are listening, and I hope that these messages that they're a blessing to you. And we're just going to be here giving you these messages, and tell people to dial in or to click on their computer and listen to us from their computer. Either way, just have them to listen and be blessed by these messages that God has given to us. And my wife and I like to share it with you. Even when you listen to us on Wednesday with Christian Talk at 8 p.m. every Wednesday, the same number, 646-668-8537. And sometime Tasila and I, my wife Tasila and I, we will give a message when it's TNT time. We usually give a message. And then sometime we have special guests, and they're always a blessing as well. So make sure that you tune in. Keep the number. Tell people what's going on. UCA Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific time every Monday. So check your time zone, because it might be 6 p.m. where you are, or it could be a whole different time. So and remember, this is a worldwide broadcast, so we're all over the world. If you see our posts on Facebook, Instagram, all of those different places, go ahead and click on it and listen to the program, or dial in if it's on the day that we're having the program. Just go ahead and dial in and be a blessing. Tell as many people as you possibly can, and have them to listen. They will be blessed, as I'm hoping you're blessed, and many of you have continued every week listening to us. So I'm taking it that you're being blessed by the messages, and we're very happy about that. So continue to do that, and it will continue to make me happy. And in the meantime, don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
Hallelujah, and let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that just about wraps us up for today, and remember, we're here next week. So everybody be blessed. Remember to do something nice and good for somebody this week, and if you have any opportunity to preach the gospel or to teach somebody something about the Lord, go ahead and do it. Be led by the Spirit and glorify His holy name. We will see you next week. God bless you all. Praise the Lord.
It's time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when